Dean Blundell Show. My name is Dean.
We are Hunt.
You can find us at DeanBlundell.com, Facebook, DeanBlundell.com, YouTube, that would be Dean too. Also, we're at DeanBlundell.com on Twitter. Real nice today. What a day. What a wonderful day. Not only is it like 14 degrees outside, not only is it gloomy, not only do we have a pandemic, not only is the world going to hell in a handbasket, but we have someone here to make sense of the whole thing. Gives me great pleasure to bring back to the Dean Blundell Show podcast, my friend and yours, Psychic Nikki. Hi, lady.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good. I'm real good. I'm looking at a picture of you on the screen. You've got a little touch of eyeshadow. You're wearing a nice pink fur number. You got a pink hat on. God, you look great.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, as always.
Yeah?
Try to stay positive no matter what.
Yeah, you are a really positive person, aren't you?
I am.
Has it been hard to be positive lately with the pandemic? Has it been difficult to...
Yeah, I'm a positive person in a very bad world right now.
Me too.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but you know what? I really think they're going to find a vaccine.
You think so?
You know, yeah, I think they will by the end of the year, probably beginning of next year.
Well, that's what all the news people are saying, right? Like all the news channels are saying, yeah, vaccine by next year.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it psychically.
Well, then
it's a done deal, my dear. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I think people are very frightened right now about the second wave. Mm-hmm. And I see the numbers keep on increasing here quite a bit in the last week or so.
Yeah.
But that could be a little bit of carelessness on people's part, not wearing masks, going to parties, partying. This is not normal time.
Do you know what they call that, Nick? You know what they call that? They call it, there's actually a phrase for that now, a bunch of people getting careless. It's called COVID fatigue. COVID fatigue. Because people
exactly.
are like so fucking tired of wearing masks. And I get it. I get the tiredness. I get people being upset. I get the pain in the ass. But we can't stop now. We're like 6 months into this biatch. We need to keep pushing forward.
And, you know, you can't have big, huge parties or anything like that. This is not normal times. Mm-mm. And, you know, you can't go to a lot of events and everything like that. Like, I mean, you've got to just stay cool because 2021, 2022 will be much better.
Oh, so only two years from now we'll be okay.
Right.
That's encouraging, isn't it?
I mean, we could live in another planet right now.
Feels like it.
How
have you, before we get to some predictions and what you see about, you know, all the shit that we're going to talk about, how have you been pandemicking? Like, are most of your readings on the phone? By the way, Psychic Nikki, she'll do your reading, 416-961-7976, 416-961-7976. PsychicNikki.com.
Yeah.
Is it all over the phone? Do you go?
Yeah, usually on the phone during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before it was in person. So
is it harder to do readings on the phone?
No, you know, I still come up with a lot of things, a lot of specifics, names, places, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Still on the phone, I can still pick it up.
It's amazing.
Depending on how the person is, some people are easy to read, some people are harder to read. Some people are in between. Some people are so open that you can get every single name in their whole family.
What
schools they went to, ex-husbands, everything.
Yeah, you blow my mind sometimes. I've known you for like 15 years, and we've had you on the radio program, on the podcast a bunch of times. But every time I have you on, it's like you fuck me over mentally for a good 3 days. Where I'm like, wow.
Really?
Yeah, in a good way. In a good way. Like, it's not like you're freaking me out. It's just like, you'll say something about my life, or you'll say something inflective, and you'll go, or reflective, and I'll go, I wonder what's going to happen there.
Oh,
and then, so you know what I do.
I don't want to scare you.
Too late, because I got anxiety. So what happens is I'll go, oh, no. Oh, no. And then I'll rethink it and overthink it and rehash it. And then 3 days later, I'm like, that's probably going to be fine.
Yeah. What you do, Dean, you just leave it alone and let it happen, right?
I guess
leave it alone, and that's it, you know?
Is that what you tell people when you give them really shitty news? Just leave them alone and let it happen. Like when you told Darren Millard he was going to have a prostate issue, did you just...
Right.
Yeah, because he hasn't had it yet. I'm sure he will, because you nail everything. But
Right.
It just seems like, you're in the business of obviously telling people the future. Future worry is a big
issue. I asked them first whether they want to hear about, you know, death, dying, and negativity. And if they don't want to hear that, then we'll make it a happier reading.
Well, so
they might just want to hear that.
I'm not afraid of the death, dying, and negativity. You know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that you're going to tell me that I'm going to get married again, or I'm going to get another dog, or...
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Which one? The dog?
The dog, probably.
Good. Thank you very much. But you know what I mean? Psychics are in the business of... Because one of the things that in life that we have is something called future worry, right? So it's something I've tried to not concentrate on. But when you find out your future, you can't help but think about it. And because I've got a little mental OCD where I'm like thinking, sometimes it turns into a great big thing. But what you're telling me is don't worry about anything.
Exactly. And the thing is, there's nothing we can do about it right now except be careful with this pandemic and let it resolve itself through a vaccine. Now, I did predict this pandemic, but I predicted it in 2012.
You predicted it on
number
our show.
47 on your show.
Yeah.
And I predicted it number 47. I did a screenshot of it if somebody wants to look it up on my 2012 predictions. I predicted worldwide pandemic.
Yeah.
So I did predict it then. So sometimes a psychic, their time frames are out a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. That was way back in 2012.
Still, you know, it's like if psychic work is like The Price is Right, you know, you nailed it.
Right.
You're 8 years early.
Right.
So,
But
when did I don't remember. I remember you saying they were going to have a global pandemic that's going to fucking wipe out the world, in a sense, which is what we're seeing. But, like, I don't remember you saying how long this would last. I don't remember any of that stuff. So let's just kind of, you know, back up the psychic train a little bit. How long are we going to be taking these stupid measures for? Life-saving, but stupid.
I would say probably definitely till the end of the year and maybe into the new year a little bit too, depending on what area you're living in. Like the U.S. is really bad right now.
Yeah, they're fucked.
You know?
Yeah.
So India's bad. Like various areas of the world are worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to go by that too. So the area we're in now isn't as bad as some of the other countries.
Yeah.
So you have to take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some countries might go back to normal a little bit earlier than the other country.
Well, I don't care about the other countries. I'm one of those.
I'm very nationalist.
I'm very nationalist right now when it comes to this thing. Globally, when it comes to, you know, humanity, but nationalist when it comes to my public health. So talk about Canada a little bit, Nick. What do you see?
Yes. What do I see in terms of what?
Well, what we've been talking about, how long is this going to go on? When are we going to get a vaccine? Blah, blah, blah. When is it
over?
Well,
I told you that I'm pretty sure there will be a vaccine by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. The end of 2020?
End of 2020, early 2021.
Okay.
That's it. You know, I really think there will be one.
Like, is it going to be a good vaccine, or is it going to be one of those ones that's like, it might work? Or is it like polio where they nail it the first time?
You know, a lot of people will not take it because they're scared they're going to die from the vaccine. But, you know, I really think they're going to be careful. There's a lot of good scientists out there, and I think they know what they're doing.
I hope so.
You know, and I don't think you should. It's like getting a flu shot. A lot of people don't want to take the flu shot, but I had my flu shot last year, and I've had it for the last 12 years.
And
sometimes there's a reaction, and sometimes there's not.
But you're still around.
Oh, hopefully, knock on wood.
Oh, yeah, you're still here, so obviously you're doing something right. That's the thing, right? I never understood why the fucking people that decided that vaccines aren't for them. I've never...
Right.
it's like someone that gets cancer going, chemotherapy's not
right.
Someone that gets Lyme disease going, I think I'm just going to hang in there with this one for a while.
Well, when I got, you're going to laugh at this, but when I got my flu shot last year, I said, my doctor said to me, well, if you're still here in 5 minutes, you're all right.
Is that what he said?
I was.
Yeah, you're still here. So, but is it, what about second waves, Nikki? What do you see for second waves? Because kids are going back to school. Numbers are going up in Ontario, all around the world, because back to school and kids are petri dishes, right? They're little fucking dirty.
Yeah,
people.
Like I think there's a little bit of a second wave right now, a little bit. Because numbers are starting to go up, and Jupiter's going to go forward on the 12th of September, and Pluto. So those two, one, Pluto actually started the virus, and
I thought it was the Chinese.
Jupiter spread it.
So, I thought it was talking the Chinese planetary, and the U.S.
Yeah.
You're saying it's Pluto
it is,
and Jupiter.
But I'm talking about planetary things, okay. Planetary.
Oh, because the planets were aligned. That's why we got hosed as bad as we did.
Yeah, because that's what happens. Well, they're gonna start to move forward soon. So when they move forward, you might get a little bit of a second wave.
When do they
but
move
believe
forward?
Believe me, I don't think it's going to... I'm sorry?
When does Jupiter move forward? Or Pluto? Or
September the 12th.
So September the 12th is the end of this shitty phase that we've had astrologically. Is that correct?
No, September 12th is when Jupiter moves forward. It's been in retrograde all summer. That's why there wasn't as much virus.
Of course.
But now you could go into a small second wave because of that. Mm-hmm. But after that, I don't think it's going to last that long. I don't, Dean. I think it'll, here in Canada, I don't think so.
I hope not.
I think it'll be fine. No. I think it'll be fine.
Can I ask about school? Kids are starting today in most parts of Canada, Ontario today, and then, Catholics tomorrow.
Right.
Does the school year bear out? Are they going to finish school, these kids, or are they going to shut school down this year again, do you think?
A lot of parents are keeping their kids home for homeschooling, mm-hmm. which I think is a great idea. I mean, they eventually have to go back. But I think there's always that risk in the school system.
Yeah, but do you see school finishing the year?
I'm sorry?
Do you see, like, school years being canceled again this year?
I mean, there could be a little bit of a lockdown in certain areas. So I don't think it'll be fully done until 2022. Or the end of 2021.
There's not going to be regular school till the end of 2021?
Well, there'll be regular school before then. I just see it getting better in 2021. Mm. But I think if you've got kids, you've got to make that decision on your own. Some people work, and it's very difficult for them to stay home.
Yeah.
So I don't want to scare anybody out there because it's the first day of school for a lot of kids, and then the September 14th. Another time when they're going back to school.
You and I have been through this 100 times. I don't care if it scares people. I've got kids.
Right.
I live next to the school that they go to, so it's whatever if they, if they go to school or don't go to school, it doesn't bother me. I know there's a lot of people, but what I want to find out is you're one of two different groups of people. You're of the opinion that it's okay to mm-hmm. send your kids back to school, or you're not comfortable with it, right? Like, those are the two.
Right.
And so my theory is, because these numbers have been creeping up like crazy over the past couple of weeks, that maybe not such a good idea to head back to school right now. Like me, and then I was reading about this morning, and my kid's back to school thing, which is fucking weird. He goes to school for an hour in the morning, and that's it. And then he comes home
and
the rest. Yeah, that's it. Hour and a half.
Well, that's better than being there all day because, it's not the child's fault, but there could be, the virus could spread a little bit, Mm-hmm. You never know, and they're in closed quarters. So you've got to be really careful. And the numbers right now are actually 39 and under that are very strong right now.
Well, that's because all the morons are going out drinking and partying and acting like
Yes,
kids.
And I don't think they should have opened the bars yet. I think it's too early. They're opening up the casinos. I don't think that's essential.
No.
Okay? At the end of the month. And what's essential is Service Ontario. That's essential. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. People can't even get a license, or they can't get their health card renewed.
Yeah. So I saw a lineup at Service Ontario the other day it had to have been 200 people deep. And I laughed my ass off. I'm like, this is crazy. That's the inconvenience that has caused everybody, right?
I mean, this is not right. I mean, the government should think this out a little bit. And opening up a strip joint, like, what is that? You know, is that essential?
Yeah, for a lot of people it is, Nikki. A lot of people. So
well, maybe it is, but
I don't see it as essential.
Haven't
you had the screaming desire to head downtown and go to a male cabaret joint to see some big old wieners?
No. I can see that on YouTube, my dear. I don't have to go there.
Do you watch a lot of pornography?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not. No.
That was just a quick question. Just
I like Turner Classics.
Yes, it's hard
anyway.
To find pornography on TCM.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so pandemic, Psychic Nikki saying pandemic is a bit of a wave here. End of 2020, 21, which is, you know, beginning of 21, which is, you know, a couple of months away. We should be able to have a vaccine, and we're hopefully going to be back to normal end of 2021, beginning of 2022, correct?
Right. And, you know, we need to be on our toes. That's basically it. You know, you have to be careful what you're doing. Even if you, now, the doctor, I can't remember her name, but the doctor here, the head doctor, Tam, I think
it
is.
Dr. Theresa Tam. You mean the Canada's chief medical officer?
Theresa Tam, yes.
The doctor.
Yes, she even got onto CNN because she talked about people having sexual relationships that maybe they should wear a mask if they're going out with new people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean now, like if it's a one-night stand or something, you should put a mask on when you're having sex?
Wear a mask, yeah. You know? Like, I mean, and I believe that to be true. It's very hard. Like, if you're already in a relationship, you know, I don't know whether you want to wear a mask or not, but maybe.
What, for coitus, for
but
sex?
If you're going, yeah.
I don't.
What do you, you don't?
No, I'm not in a relationship, though, and I don't plan on being in one anytime soon.
Right.
So, and I'm an experienced individual. So for me, I'm good. Like, I don't need to go, I don't need sex that bad that I'm going to go and get a mask and slap it on and get busy. I just don't. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. But people that, like younger people that want to date other people, it's really difficult for them right now because they're all frightened. It's more virtual right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're going to meet somebody and say, oh, let's have a coffee, put your mask on when we're alone together.
What do you mean? Like when the clothes come off and the P goes in the V?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I said years ago, and it was on your show actually, that the trend in fashion would be everybody would be wearing masks in the future.
You know, you did, as a matter of fact, and we made fun of you mercilessly for that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I did.
And now,
I did.
And now I have got seven of them.
Right. But, you know, the masks will come off. They will in 2021.
Permanently,
you know,
like they're gonna say, "Hey, 2021, don't need a mask anymore. You're good. You can walk around, say hi."
Yeah, because once you have a vaccine, you probably won't need the mask unless there's another pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there'll be another pandemic for a long time. So there we go. Maybe not for another 10 years or so. There could be flu-like things that happen and different things. I'm not a doctor, but you know.
You may not be a doctor, however, you've given some outstanding medical advice here today, which I appreciate.
Oh, well, thank you, Dean.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Real quick, rapid fire psychic questions. China, they say they have a virus. Do they or are they lying? They have a cure for the virus, vaccine. Are they lying?
What is that, Dean?
China says they have a vaccine for the virus. Are they lying? Yes or no?
Yes, they'll probably get a vaccine.
No, they're lying.
Yeah, absolutely. But they've got to be careful of the plague, too. There's the plagues going around in different places, too.
that's
not
nice,
good either.
That's a nice thing to hear, that the plague is also going to be part of our equation coming up in the next year or two.
Right, right. A squirrel got the plague in the U.S.
Yeah, in New York, there's a squirrel with the bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is one of those years that I don't think I'll ever see again in my lifetime. Like, if you can make it through 2020 with the bubonic plague, if you can make it through 2020 with, you know, whatever the fuck this is, COVID-19, and 60 deaths per 100,000 in the United States. That is unbelievable.
Right, I know.
If you can make it through this, you can make it through anything. You're unbeatable.
I guess the Leafs didn't make it through, did they?
No, they didn't. No, no. I don't want to talk about them, though. I want to talk about...
Let's not talk about them. No, I don't want to talk about them either.
Let's move over to the Raptors. Let's move over to the Raptors. Let's take a break from death. Move over to the Raptors.
Okay.
They lost last night. Big, and they play again tomorrow night. Are they going to make it out of this round? Yes or no? Do you see the Raptors
I'm not great at sports.
Well, you don't have to be great at sports. You're a psychic. You're supposed to get visions and stuff.
Well, I did think they were going to come forward. They were going to do well. I did. You know, but without the crowds there, it's hard too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're under a lot of stress too, all these athletes. I don't know. I'm hoping that they're going to, you know, go to the next round. I hope so.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. It's like a little bit of negativity around them right now.
Yeah, they lost by like 100. That's a lot of negativity.
Right. Yeah. I was right about them last year. I said that they would win.
They would win.
And
the
I even
thing.
Got the score right.
Yeah,
I got
you
the
did.
Score right. Everything. Yeah.
Sort of.
But this year it's like all up and down.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're a good team, but they got to even be better. You know.
Thank you.
I see a gold star around them. That's good. That's good.
Oh, really?
And a gold hoop.
A gold hoop.
Yes.
A golden hoop. There's a video.
Yeah, I think that
named after that.
I you know what? I really think that they will win next year for sure.
The Raptors or the Leafs?
The Leafs. Oh, I'm really losing faith in them.
Well, that is not a good sign for Leaf fans. Hold it, hold it, hold it.
We've already got an NBA
championship. We haven't seen an NHL championship, and there might not be anything I love more than taking a red-hot dump on Leaf fans. I don't know why.
Well, that's lucky if you do that.
That's lucky.
Anyway, I see the Leafs. I actually see them probably winning next year. I know that sounds weird. Raptors, mm-hmm. Leafs, yeah.
But you see them winning next year.
Because Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blue Jays. Blue Jays are on a tear. I know you're not good with sports, but what
fair
do you see?
Fair to Midland.
Okay. So
fair to Midland.
Make the playoffs, but that's pretty much it. All right. What else is going on in your psychic world before we get to a few other things? Like, what are some things that have been, you know, when you go to bed at night, and there's been times where you've called me or my ex, you know, back when we were together, you're like, I had this crazy dream about you and Dean. What are you seeing about the world itself? Because sometimes when you come on this program, you blow my mind with things that I don't quite understand.
Right.
But I didn't, if you go back 5 to 10 years in our relationship and friendship, you've been off by a couple years, but all the terrible shit that you said was going to happen has happened.
I know, Dean.
So
hit
me with your terrible rhythm stick then. Tell me what we got coming up. I want more.
World War III.
It's a big one.
Yeah, that could come up. I don't want to scare people on top of all of this, but I'm definitely getting that.
World War III in a world sense, or just a couple of different countries in the world going at it?
Well, it would probably be, you know, just for a very short, limited time, and it would be a short war. It wouldn't be a long war, that's for sure.
What countries?
Would not.
What countries?
Oh, definitely the U.S.,
of course.
And probably China.
Of course.
Russia. I'm getting the U.S., China, and Russia, and Iran.
Mm.
Yeah, probably like that, yeah.
Like a shoot-em-up bang-bang war
now,
or
remember,
like a nuclear war?
Well, it could be part nuclear.
Oh, just a little bit of nuclear.
No, because I see biological attacks and things like that, too.
Do you see it in the next... Do you see it in the next year? Like, what's your timeline? I know you're tough with time, but...
Yeah, it could happen within a year. Within a year. Definitely.
Wow.
I've been seeing this before, and I don't want to scare people. Really don't want to scare them.
Stop
but
saying
I think
that.
It has a lot to do with the political situation in the U.S., too. Mm-hmm. A lot of it. Absolutely.
Now, here's the thing, because you've been really bullish on something presidential, and I liked it, is you said that Donald Trump is not going to be the next president of the United States. So you don't think he's going to be there. But you also said you see some real weirdness when it comes to the presidency, like different people, more than one president of the United States.
Yeah, like it's really coming up weird, because it's coming up that even Biden, I don't know whether he's going to be there for a long time. If he does get in, I don't think Trump's going to get in. I think, and believe me, this is not my thoughts, okay? So I don't want people coming down on me saying, oh, you know, you're Trump fan. It's got nothing to do with my situation. It's what I see.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with me personally. I wouldn't give anybody my, you know, personal stuff on this.
No, you wouldn't tell people what you think. You're just telling people what you see. You're like a conduit. You're a vehicle.
Right. It's not what I want. It's not that I don't want Donald Trump. It's just that I see that. Mm-hmm. Okay? And a lot of people think he's going to get in. I don't know. There's going to be a real mishmash with this election.
Explain.
And I don't see Biden around. Like, if Biden gets in, he's going to either have a health problem or he's not going to be there. Trump won't accept the election result. So that could, you know, really, really be bad.
Do you think that's going to happen? So, you see him losing but not accepting the loss?
That could happen. That could happen.
Do you see him getting dragged out of the White House by a couple of big, burly Secret Service guys with his hair in a mess? That's what I'm looking
for. Well, it could happen that way, you know. I'm a little bit concerned about that election in the States, because he's still trying to do it, right, in any which way he can.
Yeah, because if
that's what I see psychically.
If he doesn't stay in office, he's going to go to fucking jail, or his family's going to go to jail.
Yeah, psychically, I see that. But with Biden, you know, he's an older man. I don't see his health that great, so I don't know whether he's even going to be in.
Really?
Like, something could happen between now and the election.
It's in like 56 days or something. It's like right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. But it's definitely going to be, you know, a rigmarole around it. Like, it's going to be not that great, Dean. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't want to confuse people more than they already are now, but I'm getting something like really weird happening with the election.
Do you see?
You know?
Yeah, well, it's been weird for quite some time. Do you see Donald Trump actually losing the election or getting yanked before the election because he's such a colossal piece of shit?
Well, I mean, there could be a resignation. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I don't think he's going to get in this time.
That's awesome.
I don't think so.
I'm looking forward to...
And again, it's not my opinion. It's what I see.
I know. I'm looking forward to, like, the fallout if he loses, if and when he loses, as you're saying. Like, how many rednecks around the United States are going to run around with guns shooting them off and, yeah, we got screwed, white's right, all that other stuff. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to. Is that going to happen?
Yes, there could be a lot of protests, awesome. A lot of protests.
Civil war,
after the
little civil war skirmish?
Kind of. Yeah, I could do.
Because I feel like that's what's happening now down in the United States, like in Portland. I was watching the video of Portland today, actually. And yesterday they had another Trump versus, you know, normal people fight. And people shooting each other with paintball guns. And I'm like, pussies.
You know, Portland's a mess right now. It's a mess. Absolute mess, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's very sad about the black people, the way they were treated and everything like that, too. I do feel like there's a lot of racism in the U.S., mm-hmm. and which shouldn't be. We're all equal, right?
Yeah, well, that's what we aim for.
Yeah,
we aim for equality, but we don't always get there, which is really...
We aim for equality,
crying
right.
Shame.
So, yeah, so that's...
What about Trudeau and his wife? Because I heard rumors that they weren't together. That they've been
separate.
I've heard rumors that Trudeau and his wife, this is just, I know you're not a gossip columnist, right? But you're a psychic.
Right.
So this should be in your wheelhouse. Do you see a divorce?
My wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse. Do you see a divorce around Trudeau, the Trudeaus? Justin
and Sophie? There could be later on, you know?
Yeah.
there could be a resignation there too.
You think he's going to resign?
Well, there could be a resignation or something like that. Yeah, could be. Could be.
Do you know how many Canadian rednecks would cream their jeans if that happened?
Right.
I would be happy too, because I think he's literally too stupid to run a country. I think he's too stupid to run a class of drama kids too. So it's, you know, but I would.
But he also has to be careful of danger.
What kind of danger?
So does Trump. So does Trump.
Like people looking to take him out?
Yeah. He's got to be careful of danger. You know, a lot of politicians do.
Why?
The president of France, Trump, like they do. They have to be careful.
You think there's going to be mass assassination plots?
Well,
All right.
I don't really like to talk about that, but
Why not? It doesn't matter. It's exciting. I'm excited by the world news you're dropping.
Right. There's going to be somebody out.
Give me a name. Give me a country.
Well, in the U.S., there could be, for sure.
Trumpsky?
And Canada.
Trumpy?
And France. Yeah, and Russia.
Do you think someone's going to take
Vladimir Putin
out? You think someone's going to kill him? Because you told me once he was going to choke on, like, a scallop.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people choking in Russia, that's for sure.
Yeah. All the poisonings. Anytime someone says anything against the Russian prime minister, it's like, fuck, the next day they're poisoned in an airport. It happens like every 3 minutes. It's awesome to watch.
Right.
And go ahead.
Kim Jong-un, like, I don't see him around either.
Apparently he's dead.
You know, there's something really fishy about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Something weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't see him around.
I don't think anybody really cares, though. Like, I'm not bothered by what he does. It's like, he's like, Kim Jong-un is like that idiot in the classroom. You know, that everybody's like, oh, yeah, him again. Like, that's, I'm not bothered by it. I don't care about Kim Jong-un. What I do care about, though, is my life. So maybe you could hit me up here. What are you seeing around here? This region here.
Around where?
This here.
Oh, here for you?
Yeah. I know you can't see me, but here.
I know you're going to take a woman fishing in the future.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not taking anybody fishing. I don't fish.
I see the vision of you in a boat with a fish, and there's a woman next to you.
Is she?
And it's not a female fish; it's a woman.
No, but is she like the fishing charter guide?
No, she's with you.
No, there's no way she's.
You're taking her fishing.
Hey, first of all, number one, I don't fish. I hate fishing. Number two, I'm not overly interested in getting into another relationship at all. I don't care what it comes to.
Dean, I never tell people what they want to hear.
I know that.
Okay?
But I'm just telling you in this instance that you're wrong.
Well, I'm getting it. And I see you in a restaurant.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I see you like in a lodge or something with a big moose's head there. Mm. And a woman next to you. And you seem to be close together.
Is she touching my arm or something?
I think so. So the virus must be over at that point. You know?
What does she look like?
And I see you in the Kawarthas, too.
In the Kawarthas?
Yes.
In
fishing.
A lodge? I'm not going fishing. We've been through this. I'm never taking a female fishing. It's like, if you want to piss me off, take my kids fishing or someone else, like a female. I'm not going fishing.
Well, I think that's a nice prediction. It's nothing bad with it, right?
Yeah, there is, because there's another person involved. If I'm going to fish, I'm going to fish by myself. And do like a Brokeback Mountain thing and come back with no fish.
Right. Well, I see you fishing, Dean, for sure.
What else?
And what else did you want to know about your life,
I don't know. Yeah, just go for it. I'm not going to ask you a specific thing today. Nothing
specific. Oh, okay. Okay, you'll be a special guest at a sports event, but not this year, next year.
What kind of sports event?
Special guest, yeah.
What kind?
Yeah, you will. You will.
But what kind of sports event?
It could be the Raptors, or it could be something like that. Because I see you putting a ball in a net. I do.
Shooting hoops?
Yeah, I do.
Shooting a Jimmy? Do you see me shooting a Jimmy?
Yeah. And I see you. I also see you at a Leafs game next year, but as a special guest.
As a special guest,
which is great.
It would mean that I would have to have done something spectacular, like save someone's life, or
That's exactly what I see. Like you're a hero.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. I see you saving somebody's life.
Do I have to physically go and do it, or is it like more of a conversation where I'm talking them down?
No, physically. Physically doing it. Physically.
It's not really
absolutely.
My thing. It's not really.
I know it's not. I definitely see it, Dean.
Hmm. Well,
sorry to tell you that. But...
You know what? If and when that happens, this podcast will be the most viewed podcast in the history of podcasts.
Good. That's great. Because it will happen. Hmm.
Couple questions.
It could happen anytime.
Well, that's okay. Couple questions. I got here. Someone sent me a tweet because they found out you were coming on the show today. Hey, Dean, can you ask Psychic Nikki when the bleep you will be back on the bleeping radio? My God, please help. That's from A. Michael 62. So give me some good news, Nick.
Well, I see you back on radio, Dean.
That's not the good news I was looking for, Nick.
It wasn't. That wasn't the good news? No?
Not really, no. But I'm warming up to it. I'm warming up to the idea.
Yeah, like I think that it right now in this time, this day and age with such bad, and you know, the show was very comical, right? So people want comedy. They want to wake up and feel happy. Mm-hmm. Right? And they also like it controversial, too. They don't like boring.
I don't think people like
boring
controversial.
Shows out there.
I don't think people like controversial anymore, though. I really don't. I think that they like businesses, like people that own radio stations and media companies are like, we stay away from anything controversial. We don't want to talk about anything controversial. We don't want controversial people. We don't want people that actually are able to formulate their own thought. We just want people to read what's on the teleprompter. So that's why I'm not excited by that news.
Yeah, but it could be celebrity stuff, too, you know?
No,
could
I don't.
Be.
What do you mean?
Well, it could be celebrity things, like stuff about celebrities, controversial stuff about celebrities. I mean, look at Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may eventually get a divorce, eventually, but I do see another child besides Archie around them, and I do see Kate Middleton and Prince William having another baby.
You do know we were talking about something completely different prior to you just starting to talk about the royals, right?
I love the royals.
No shit.
Yeah. But I see you making a leap, not a leap for mankind, like a leap. You know what a leap is?
No. Nope. Well, jump. I know you, I'm not.
No, you're going up. You're going up in the world with your career because Jupiter is going into Aquarius on December 18th. And that means that you're an Aquarian. It means that your career is going to really soar and be good.
Really?
I'm getting that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it will. All of next year.
You know,
but you do have...
Go ahead.
But they have to watch your health a little bit because of the Saturn in your sign, too.
Is what I'm talking about. You did this at the start. Like, the very start, I said, don't give me any bad news. And you're like, watch your health.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, what is it? Okay. What do I have to do? Do I need a statin? Do I need to drink more
water? Just kidding. You're fine.
No, you're not. Now you're walking it back. You can't walk it back.
Can't walk it back. Okay. Well, drink lots of water then and take vitamins.
Just did.
Yeah.
What do you mean health scare? Oh, now I got to go down the road. See, you can't.
No, you're not going to have it. Just this is for Aquarians, all Aquarians, okay?
Oh,
not
so
just you.
Every Aquarian's going to have a health issue this
year. Every Aquarian is going to have Saturn in their sign.
Yeah.
And also they're going to have Jupiter, which means that you may gain weight because Jupiter's a planet of expansion.
I've lost.
So you might expand.
No, I told you this last time we talked. I've lost a bunch of weight. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to the fat farm.
Well, you know what, Dean? It doesn't matter because when Jupiter's in your sign, you gain that weight automatically.
I'm going hard.
It's a planet
against...
of expansion. It doesn't matter if you're dieting, whatever. It's you're going to gain weight.
I'm going hard against Jupiter on this one because I don't really feel like gaining more weight because I remember trying to tie my shoes like 6 months ago and my head almost popped off. I was like, fuck.
And I know you look great right now, but I'm just telling you that, you know, even all the Aquarians, they're probably going to gain weight because it's a planet of expansion, Jupiter.
How am I supposed to?
Only for 1 year. Only for 1 year, though.
You only get fat for a year.
Yeah. And then you go back to normal weight.
All right. Normal weight.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that's kind of news, isn't it? Like, that's sort of exciting that...
it is exciting.
That I'm going to be a hero in a year and...
Yeah, you're going to get... You're going to have some sort of... Yeah, you're going to have some sort of a medal or something, you know?
A medal.
Like a medal.
You know what?
You got to be careful. Be careful of break-ins, too.
Oh, around my house?
Yeah.
Really? Like, how can you be careful of a break-in? What do you do to be careful of a break-in?
Well, you have to have a lot of cameras up there, and that would be a good idea.
Knives?
Right?
Should I get a
Just
knife?
Take more precaution.
Okay.
No, not necessarily. Pepper spray, maybe.
Go get some pepper spray. What about a gun? Should I get a gun?
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Not necessary.
All right.
Yeah. Unless you're going hunting or something, right?
Just for guys who break in. That's who all hunt.
Well,
that's pretty much it.
We don't want that to happen, right?
Right.
We don't want it to happen.
No.
Yeah.
So be careful of break-ins. Watch my health. Things are going to pick up in a year or so.
No, things are going to pick up. And things are going to pick up the end of the year all through 2021. 2021 will be a better year.
For everybody.
You know? It will, you know, especially halfway through and into 2022. You know, we want to be positive here, too. Mm-hmm. So this year is just flying by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
It's unbelievable.
Weird.
Like, it's going fast, and I'm glad it's going fast.
Right.
Because it's a very stressful time for people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
we'll
see what happens, but I think it'll be good.
I'm really happy you took some time with us today to tell us what's going to happen. So I want people to go get their own reading from Psychic Nikki, 416-961-7976. Or go to at Psychic Nikki on Twitter as well, or psychicnikki.com. But make sure you call her. She does these readings on the phone, and she's historically incredibly accurate. We like to have fun with her here, but my God, she's been right about every sordid, disgusting detail about my life and all the good stuff too. Like, she's
right.
Nailed it all. So guaranteed I'm going to have some kind of health issue. And I can guarantee you that everything she just said is going to happen. Guaranteed. Might not be today. Might not be next week. But it's going to happen. So call Psychic Nikki, 416-961-7976. Thanks, love.
Oh, well, listen, thanks, Dean. It was great to talk to you again.
Be good.
Okay, you be good, too. Stay safe.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Bye.
Psychic Nikki, 416-961-7976. And we're going to take a break, come back, do a quick State of the Union of DeanBlundell.com. We've got Chris Rook, who's gone rogue. We've got Brenton on tour, who's now in charge of everything. And we'll say hello and meet one of our new producers. His name's Sean. That's all coming up next on the Dean Blundell Show podcast.